The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I'm excited to speak to this guy. Jared is his name.
He must have really screwed up if you want to talk to him.
Well, his email interested me big time. Hey, Jared, how you doing?
Well, I went on a date last week with this girl, Kelly.
Hey, Jared.
I met her through something.
Jared, hold on a second first. Like, just kind of, you know, relax a little bit. Jared has some problems being social, right, Jared?
Aww. Yeah, I haven't had the best success with women over the years, no. Yeah.
We'll talk about your date in a second, but first, I liked what you wrote in your email about the plan for your date. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
Well, in retrospect, I don't know if this was the best idea, but I decided to wear a Bluetooth while I was on this date.
What?
So I could have a friend feed me some lines if I, you know, if I was at any point in the date where I was having a little trouble being a little quiet.
I mean, as soon as I saw the Bluetooth, I would have thought you were the douchiest thing in the world. What are you talking about? I mean, I know you haven't been successful. Why do you feel like you have to rely on this guy?
I was just uncomfortable. She's really, really totally out of my league.
It's not true.
So I had to try something. I totally had to try something. I figured I'd try this. I saw it on a TV show recently where someone was doing this on a date and thought maybe it would work.
That's a good idea.
No, it's a horrible
idea. Always get your dating advice from television.
I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Oh, Jared, how did you even pitch it to your buddy? Like, what kind of friend, like, lets you go through with this?
Oh, he was really into it. He liked it.
Did it work?
There were a lot of pauses and... She probably knew something was up.
How could you even concentrate on a conversation when someone's talking in your ear? What kind of lines was this dude feeding you?
Oh, you know, basic things. Talk about her eyes, you know, say something nice about her eyes. Ask her if she's reading any books recently and stuff I wouldn't really think of.
Did you ever feel like you're being a little disingenuous? Like you didn't actually get to share any of your real self with her?
I'm awkward. I'm uncomfortable. You know, such an attractive girl. I think if I didn't have him on the phone, it probably would have went worse.
Mm, really?
Been quiet the whole time.
There is no way, Jared. I mean, we've had you on the phone for a couple minutes, and you sound fine. I think that it's a confidence issue.
Well, I mean, if you were right in front of me and really hot, it might be more difficult.
You might clam up a bit more. That's understandable. All right. So you had dinner. Did you guys do anything else, or was that it?
It was kind of the dinner. I wanted to kind of go for a walk maybe, but she really wanted to get home. She said she had some work to do.
Your friend, like, jumping in the bushes behind you while you're walking. So how did it end with her?
Well... As we're walking away from each other, she gave me a big smile and two thumbs up.
Oh.
So I did it back to her.
Oh, God.
You know, yeah, in retrospect, it probably was the worst ending to a date ever.
That's how it ended, huh? With her going, hey, two thumbs up, we will see you later, buddy.
Almost like I did a really good job on a business deal.
The last image she has of him is a guy with a Bluetooth giving her two thumbs up.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, man. We're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update. Okay, Jared?
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you and your story. Hold on, man.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Mornings. Second date update.
Here's a little something interesting I found out in the break.
Huh.
And we didn't ask Jared. But Jared apparently hasn't even tried to contact Kelly since their date.
What?
Yeah, this is the first ever second date update where the guy hasn't even tried to get a hold of her. Jared, why do you want us to try when you haven't even tried to call her?
I thought I sort of needed another Bluetooth in the ear.
Jared.
I like you guys. You're good moral support.
Oh, God. It sounds like the entire dating process is so painful for you. Like, are you sure that you're okay enough with yourself to be doing this?
Well, yeah. I don't want to spend the rest of my life alone.
Okay.
Jared, he wants to spend it with someone in his Bluetooth.
Jared,
in his ear.
If you missed the first part of the second date update, Jared went out with a girl named Kelly. Throughout the date, though, he had his buddy speaking to him on a Bluetooth, telling him everything to say, because Jared is very, very uncomfortable in one-on-one situations with the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jared, at any point during the date, did it actually go well?
It was a good meal.
Okay.
I don't think he
food
knows
was good.
What
was
going well is. Yeah. I don't think.
We're gonna call her right now and then see if we can get her on the phone. Okay.
Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, we know, Jared. We know. We are clear on that.
This text coming in saying that you sound sweet, Jared.
Aww.
There's also a lot in the other direction too.
Hello.
Hey, can I speak to Kelly, please?
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. Why are you calling?
Are you familiar with our show?
I listen to it sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's try to make that all the time. I'm calling about a guy named Jared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You went out to dinner with Jared. At the end of the night, you gave him two thumbs up and then peaced out. Did you not like Jared?
No, Jared was sweet. Jared is sweet.
Okay, but sweet doesn't mean that you liked him. I mean, what was your first impression of Jared?
He was really nervous. Actually, I don't know how it happened, but he ate, instead of bread, he ate like a whole little pat of butter at one point.
Oh, what?
And, like, he was wearing two different shoes that were, like, they were the same make, but, like, one was dark brown and one was black.
What?
Oh, no.
Maybe he's colorblind. I don't know.
He ran out of the house too quick.
He admitted to us that he was pretty nervous, and he doesn't handle himself very well on dates because he thought that you were very attractive and didn't feel like he was on your level.
Oh, no. He shouldn't feel that way.
Did you think he was cute?
Yeah, he's definitely cute.
If he tried to get a hold of you, would you answer the phone?
Yeah, I'd answer the phone.
You would? Okay.
That's good.
He hasn't even attempted to contact you because you make him nervous.
Oh, my God.
Obviously.
Was that the weirdest thing to you about the date?
No, that wasn't even the weirdest thing. Call me crazy, but, like, I think he was talking to someone on a Bluetooth during the date.
Really?
Yeah, there would be these, like, moments of just silence from him, and he would like look up in the air, and I thought I heard somebody talking, and then he would start talking.
So you feel like he was getting cues from somebody else in his Bluetooth headset?
Yeah.
And you didn't call him out on it?
No, he was just so nervous and embarrassed. I just didn't want to make it worse.
Okay.
It's so weird.
Kelly?
Oh, it's so weird.
What if I told you were right?
Oh, God.
And that's exactly what was happening.
Ooh.
And then what if I told you that Jared is actually on the other line?
Oh, man. All sorts of bombs.
And would like to say hi to you.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Hey, Jared.
Hey. I had a really good time last week at on a date.
Jared, Jared, real quick, you should probably explain to her about the Bluetooth thing.
Yeah, Jared, kind of important.
Oh, I mean, it is the basis of one of the most romantic stories of all time.
No, Jared, what? You are not trying to sell her on this right now.
I didn't think it would be that awkward, and I really needed some help because I was just really worried that you weren't going to like me at all and that I wasn't going to have anything to say, and I just really wanted you to like me. And did you have a good time on the date?
I mean, it was weird. It was weird.
That's not a yes.
Yeah. That's not a good answer.
I felt like, I'm sorry, Dare, but you just seemed so nervous. It didn't seem like you were really being yourself, and it was just really, it was weird.
Was it because I wore two different shoes? I couldn't find the other shoe. I swear my dog took it or something. I couldn't find the other shoe.
No, Jared, I think it's because you were using somebody else's lines on her.
Jared, and because the sexiest thing ever is confidence in a man. Like, even if you have to fake it for a night.
Was it the pat of butter? Okay. Was it because I didn't realize that was butter. I thought it was I thought it was an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, my gosh, Jared. It might be a little hopeless.
I didn't realize until I swallowed it that it was butter.
So, we talked to Jared before about contacting you. He let us know that he was just really nervous because he feels like you're out of his league. And he's not very good at dates and not very good at talking to women. He's only been on a handful of dates. Can you kind of at least give him a little bit of leeway?
Yeah, I mean, I won't have a Bluetooth this time. I promise. I'll have my questions pre-organized.
Don't bring note cards. Jared, that you are not selling her. Oh, my gosh.
Kelly, we'll pay for you guys to go on a second date. Just even coffee or something. Meet up with him again without a Bluetooth in and actually hear what he has to say.
Yeah. Who says no to a free date? Come on.
Okay, fine.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
You just became his dating coach. I hope you realize that, Kelly. Yeah.
You'll go out with him again.
I mean, it was a little weird, so maybe if you left the Bluetooth at home and were just going to talk to me, you know, see how that goes, then yeah.
That's the least enthusiastic yes I've ever heard in my life.
I knew you liked me.
Oh, gosh. I don't think that's it, Jared.
No.
Yes, I think she's Jared.
Well, we'll send you guys out on a second date and see how it goes.
You're not going to regret it, Kelly.
I hope not.
She already does.
That's not how the second date update ended as awkwardly as their first date.
Yeah, wow.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine on something like a mirror. And I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.